You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We'll say it's a crisp start to the day. How about that? You want to describe it that way? Crisp.
Yeah, there's a little nip in the air, but gosh, you'll be sweating your butt off here by the afternoon.
Well, I thought you were going to say something.
Me too.
Almost did, didn't you?
Quick edit.
You learn how to shift on the fly.
That's
in this
right.
Job.
That's right.
Just as your mouth opens and the word starts to come out.
Different B word, huh?
Yeah. We all knew what you were going to say.
Yep.
Hey, got a mind bender at 7:30 this morning. Boys against the girls at 8, and then at 8:30 the Bill pair. So we have a lot coming up. So I'm prepared to get all the jokes thrown my way for the fact that
what happened?
Well, let me show you a few things.
Okay.
And then you'll know what happened.
Okay.
The smallest one.
All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. I see some scrapes on like a cheek or is that your temple? Big old gash, multiple gashes on your forearm, down to your elbow, on both arms. And look at that knee. That knee's been torn open nicely. I think I know how all this happened. That's wicked. That knee looks like it's going to be amputated. I have to take you off above
there. Wait a minute. There's the other leg.
Oh, you got another one? Good God, man. That knee's sliced open, too.
What you can't see is along this shoulder.
Did you fall down?
Man, I a lot of people like to run. I prefer running on trails. They're mountainous, hilly trails, and they're very rocky. And that's dangerous. I mean, it's really a tough going because the rocks are kind of buried in the trail. And they're just barely sticking up. And in the flat light, sometimes they're hard to see. And what I realize is that yesterday, my two falls yesterday were because I think they were kind of buried in leaves. And I'm going at a pretty good clip. These are mostly on downhill stretches. And the running is getting up there in speed. And you just catch your toe on an end of a rock.
Yeah, and boom, you're going down.
You're going down. If you're walking, you stumble and you can save yourself. Yeah. If you're running and you stumble like that, you're down.
There's no going back.
And this is a rocky, filthy trail.
Why?
It's not a flat trail. It's
Why can't
rocky.
You just make your way over to some high school and run the track?
I don't know.
This is what happens.
Here's the, I take a little.
You're covered in ointment.
I take a little hand towel with me.
It's covered in blood.
It's covered in blood.
It's like
it was
a crime scene.
My wife was gone for like the last 4 days, and she got home last night, and she came walking in. She's like, "What the hell happened to you?"
Your bear attack. It was a bear.
She's like, "Come on, it's time to go doctor this stuff up," because I had immediately gotten in the shower when I got home and soap and water everything.
Yeah, you're oozing.
Putting some stuff on. She goes, "Don't you have any hydrogen peroxide?" I said, "Yeah, I've got some underneath the sink." So she pulls it out. She's putting it on. She goes, "It's probably going to sting." I didn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I said, if it was alcohol, it probably would have hurt. But the hydrogen peroxide, she says, I don't feel like this one is very potent. So she went off to her room to try to find her spray bottle. So I picked up my hydrogen peroxide and I looked at it. I thought, can hydrogen peroxide expire? And I looked on the side, because I have a big bottle of it. I looked on the side, expired May of 2013.
Oh, yeah, that one's long, dude.
So it's 8 years out of date.
That is not potent at all.
It was just like putting water on it.
Put water on it, yeah. It's not really something you generally go through, you know?
I'm not going to lie. I am concerned about infection on a couple of these. The leg
couple
and the
are
left
really
forearm.
Really deep looking, man. That's...
And I slammed my head on the second one. The first time I went down, I took it all on the right side. And then the second time, it was all on the left side, and my head slammed into the
You could have been knocked
too.
Out and left out there to bleed to death.
And here's the funniest part of this story.
Oh, there's more?
I've got blood coming down both legs. I've got blood coming out of the side of my head and dripping down my arms, both arms. Okay, so I look like I have been attacked by some knife-wielding madman.
Yeah.
And to get back to the car through the forest... I passed a couple of different people going the other direction, and the looks on their faces were classic.
Oh, I bet.
Because you could tell they all wanted to say something. All of them did like the double take, right? Because as you're passing somebody on the trail, you glance up. Sometimes you'll wave, you'll say hi. And they all did the official double take where they look back, and then they look back again like, what the? And they're probably wondering if there was a bear up ahead.
I was gonna say you could have either played it off like, careful, there's a wolf up there,
mountain lion,
or just looked at him like no big deal. You're like, what? Do I got a booger in my nose or something? You know? How did you manage to get into your brand new vehicle as well after this with all your blood everywhere?
Well, at the trailhead, there's a little restroom thing, and I just went in there and wiped. I got the water going, and I just washed off as much blood as I could.
Yeah.
And then went to the new vehicle, and I have a bunch of like paper towels in the glove compartment, and I just kind of dabbed everything. And
will you just stop? Like, this is not the first time you've fallen down.
No, but it's
this
been
is the
over
worst
year,
time.
But it's been over a year, and it's the first time I've ever gone down twice.
Well, next time it's going to be three times, and you will knock yourself out, and they'll find your body.
But
lifeless,
so
covered in
done.
Maggots.
You know, my stepdaughter said, she goes, this wouldn't happen if you weren't always trying to set new record times. And that is
exactly
true. Yeah,
that's the
thing.
You're going like crazy. Just slow it down a little bit. Ratchet it back.
Anyway, the funny thing is, I don't know if this is irony or not, but I'm running for health.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And what I end up with instead is a bloody rag.
And shiny elbows.